Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
I want to sidestep Jen's newsy bits and all that just for a second and talk about this, because on the line now is someone we've spoken to in the past about a very, very serious issue. And I'm delighted to have her back on the show. Katrina Bentley is the CEO of Men's Aid Ireland. Good morning. Hello.
Great. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you doing? How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
Now, Men's Aid is Ireland's only dedicated organisation supporting men experiencing domestic violence, whether it's emotional or psychological or physical or financial or sexual abuse. Why is it important to keep talking about this?
I think it's very important because I suppose for many years or decades, it's kind of been a silent issue behind front doors across Ireland. So I suppose what's really important is to bring it out into the open for men to talk about it. We know it's happening. So by bringing out the annual report today ahead of International Men's Day on Sunday, it's really, I suppose the theme for us at the moment really is to give men the confidence and the encouragement to talk about something that's happening in their life. And if it is an abusive partner, that they know that there is help and that they know that there is support.
Can we talk about this report for a second? Because in 2022, you had a staggering 9,500 people contact you. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
An increase of 26% on the 2021 and 73% on 2020. What is this telling us, the trend?
I suppose what it's telling us definitely, as we know, lockdown happened in 2020 and there was a huge effort by government and across the whole domestic, sexual and gender-based violence, all the agencies came together and Garda Síochána, Tuathail, etc., to bring awareness, because we understood from working at the front line that it was an issue behind the doors, and obviously that it would be even worse for a person with an abusive partner in their life, you know, during lockdown. So what it does tell us is that people did start to come forward, which was terrific. And for the men in particular, given stigma, et cetera, and the barriers that they face, that they start to pick up the phone. So I suppose when we see the 73% from 2020 to 2022 in terms of a 3-year annual report, we welcome it because it tells us that men are finally talking and they're finally picking up the phone. And the concerning bit, I suppose, from our side is having the team to respond and the bums on seats essentially to respond and have the resources there. But it does say that men are finally talking about what's happening and that they're making that first phone call. They're making that first step, which a lot of the men tell us. They actually tell us, I wish I rang you earlier.
Is there a particular age group that you're hearing from, or is it just across all ages?
So our helpline, I suppose that this report reflects clients from the ages of 18 to 90 plus.
Wow.
The majority of the cohort would be that 40 to 55 year old male. However, that young adult, that 18 to 23 year old, perhaps in a first time relationship outside of school, going into third level, university, college. So that kind of young adult, that age group, and definitely an increase in the older age group of the 65 plus. Disclosing perhaps decades of domestic abuse behind the door, but actually only coming forward for support in their 70s, 80s, and now somebody who's in their 90s. So, you know, what's great, I suppose, is that they've had the courage to make that call. And I think the most important thing is that that person gets that validation on that call, that they hear that empathetic person, somebody who's going to encourage them to talk about it. They're going to hear sympathy. They're going to hear that it's OK to talk about it. They're going to actually feel empowered after making the first phone call, and that they're met with compassion and understanding and not judgment. So for us, I suppose that's the step one. And we recognise and we see the pattern, Jennifer, on the helpline as well, on the men will ring and hang up. They'll ring and hang up and they'll ring again because it takes so much courage to make the call. But I hope that the figures of 9,500, while they are concerning and startling, I hope on the other side of that, that men are hearing that they're not alone, that yes, there is considerable levels of abusive partners out there. They are female. 91% of our disclosures of the 9,500 is a female on male disclosure. So that for them, if they are recognising any of the signs when things are not good at home and they're hearing about emotional, psychological, financial abuse, that they will pick up the phone because therefore they won't be feeling alone.
When they do eventually have the courage to talk and to speak to someone, what kind of things are you hearing on the phone line? What kind of stuff are they saying?
predominantly, I suppose, for 2022 was the emotional and psychological impact of that the behaviours were having on them. What I mean by that is, I suppose, that level of isolation, where they were feeling, where they were walking on eggshells, where they were living in a state of fear, where they felt their self-esteem or confidence has been chipped at, where they're being disconnected from their family or their brothers or sisters. They were being basically controlled in terms of when they could go and visit, who they could visit, whether they could go to football training or not, whether they go and play golf or not. So they were feeling very much isolated and controlled. A lot of disclosures of monitoring of phones and their whereabouts and where they're going. Humiliation is a big piece as well. Degrading comments about his looks, intimidating, and controlling threats. If you go out with the lads, you won't see the kids this weekend. You know, for a large percentage of the men we've been supporting, they're not living in the home any longer. So access issues come up on most of our calls as well, whereby the children are being used as weapons as their relationship has broken down, sadly. And sometimes the children are not seen, which is you know, they're not seen as being victims of domestic abuse, but they are, because they are experiencing what's going on between mum and dad. So we always speak to, you know, the parents and say, or to the father to say, how is the child? How are the children? Are they safe? And just to be aware that what they're witnessing is actually what they're also experiencing. So to be mindful that really the impact on the children is crucial. And I suppose just a lot of disclosures as well around substance abuse in the home over the years, in particular earlier in early 2022, following on from COVID as well. So we'd hear a lot of substance abuse. I think that the majority, though, that the first thing is for the men is being, making that call, is sharing their story and being heard and being listened to and it being validated. That would be step one, because we also hear a lot of mental health issues and suicide ideation on our helpline as well.
What's really sad as well, when you look at those stats in the 2022, mm-hmm. you had 9,500 people contact you. Sadly, mm-hmm. those are the people that have managed to get in contact and seek help. I'm sure there's way yes. more that aren't in a place just yet that can make that call.
Correct. The data would have shown at least one in four women and at least one in seven men will experience some level of domestic abuse during their lifetime in Ireland. Now, that data is years old, but it should kind of gives an idea of the prevalence. So we know that this is only the tip of the iceberg, Jennifer, to be honest. But I suppose we really wanted it to be about the confidence and the encouragement for the men to come forward and make that first step, just because we understand the mental health and the impact and that level of despair. When you're in the fog of an abusive relationship, and a lot of men as well don't realise that it's an abusive relationship, whereby they don't recognise that it can happen to men. So it couldn't be domestic abuse. I'm not a female. We've had calls whereby we've been asked, is safety order, protection order, can men get them? Because there's a perception out there that some of these, the legal orders for domestic violence are only for women. So it's just to really be informing them and supporting them to come forward or to speak to somebody they trust in particular. We're here to support them, share information, give some guidance. We have the helpline, we've outreach, we've counselling, we've peer support group. We're in many of the courts around Ireland as well. And I know on Sunday is International Men's Day, so I'm the guest speaker with John Bolton.
Yes, John was with us this week and spoke very highly of you.
So, which was brilliant, because again, it's just about a guy maybe saying to somebody, how are things? Yeah, I'm grand. We hear that so much, whereby the guy would say, I'm grand, no bother, yeah. Are you grand, really? Yeah, grand. Well, actually, you know what I mean? And then when they have that conversation, that shoulder-to-shoulder conversation, well, things aren't good at home. What do you mean by that? Can I help you in any way? Do you want me to support you? Do you want to go for a coffee? Do you want to go for a chat? I'm here to listen. If I can help you, you know, point you in the right direction for, you know, a helpline or whatever. That's really what Sunday is all about, bringing awareness to the issues that are impacting our men. Because sadly, they are our brothers and our sisters. They are our brothers and our dads. The second after, in terms of those contacting us are survivors, but after that it was the sisters ringing our helpline and emailing our helpline on behalf of their brother. So mums and sisters are frequently on our helpline as well, Jennifer, just to say that, just to ask the questions and to get some direction as well. But hopefully Sunday brings awareness that the men don't feel alone, that they're hearing these high volumes. It's shocking, absolutely, but that when they have a sense that they're not in it on their own and that they can speak to somebody in confidence. We've heard every story probably going over the last 10-20 years, so there's nothing we haven't heard, you know what I mean? And we know it's happening, and that we're providing a safe space for them, and we're really going to empower them and support them, which if they will make their decision that suits them and suits their family and suits their children, etc. So it's all about informing them and guiding them, really, and just for them to know that they're not on their own. We know that the stigma and the shame and the stereotypes that have been there for years, but I think what I'm happy about, if I would say it respectfully, is that these kind of numbers say that the men are coming forward and they're having the talks.
And if people want to get in touch with Men's Aid or any other resources, where can they go?
Yep, everything's on our website, which is mensaid.ie. They can give us a call. It's an 01554-3811 number, and we're across all the social medias on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook and Instagram as well.
Katrina, thank you so much for joining me today.
Jem Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.